Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel remains warm tonight. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant evening, while Jerusalem experiences cooler conditions. Haifa remains calm with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, the IDF has deepened its operation in Ashab. Explosive devices found in children's rooms highlight the ongoing conflict in southern Lebanon. Also, from the Jerusalem Post just moments ago, the IDF confirms that Hezbollah attacked UNIFIL soldiers during a ceasefire. French President Emmanuel Macron holds Hezbollah responsible for the death of a French UNIFIL soldier. Also this hour. According to JNS, the IDF states that Hezbollah continues to exploit the ceasefire, endangering international forces in Lebanon. Separately, I-24 News reports that over 150 Hezbollah operatives were killed in the final strikes preceding the ceasefire. And finally, Axios notes that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump in negotiating a peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports that the U.S. State Department confirms a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon has been in effect since April 16. They note ongoing negotiations will determine if it leads to long-term peace. Eli Afriat, a regional analyst, reports that Trump announced the detention of an Iranian cargo ship attempting to breach a naval blockade. Al Arabiya English highlights that President Trump says U.S. Marines have taken custody of an Iranian vessel trying to penetrate the American blockade. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operation in Ashab, as reported by Walla, the Northern Command presented footage showing extensive fighting in the area. The discovery of explosives in children's rooms underscores the gravity of the conflict. The situation remains tense, with ongoing military engagement affecting local civilian life. Turning to the attack on UNIFIL soldiers, the Jerusalem Post reports Hezbollah's actions during a ceasefire killed a French peacekeeper. This incident raises international concerns about Hezbollah's role in regional instability. The implications are significant, straining diplomatic relations with France and the broader international community. Meanwhile, according to JNS, the IDF's confirmation of Hezbollah's continued ceasefire violations presents ongoing challenges. This behavior not only endangers peacekeepers, but also complicates ceasefire negotiations. The risk of renewed hostilities remains high, affecting regional stability. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Navan's IPO has revitalized Group 11's fifth fund. After years of losses, the fund sees profit from unrealized gains, marking a positive turn for investors. Separately, Maariv Business highlights a warning for tech workers. Attorney Gideon Rubin notes that layoffs are not due to a crisis, but to free up funds for AI investments. This shift underscores the evolving priorities within the tech industry. And finally, Walla Business reports a 0.4% rise in the index, driven by soaring vegetable and rental prices. Despite this increase, annual inflation remains within the government's target, maintaining economic stability. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.